Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the J&K Bank Q3 FY 2023 earnings conference call hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Divya Purohit from ICICI Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Darwin. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Jammu and Kashmir Bank Limited's results call. Today from the management we have Mr. Baldev Prakash, Managing Director and CEO, and his team. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Divya. A very good evening, Happy New Year, and warm welcome to all the participants. First, a brief look at the good and not so good on the overall economic, geopolitical, and industry front. On the global front, the major geopolitical tensions, especially the Russia-Ukraine war, is showing no sign of cooling down, and the COVID worries in China have once again surged, though they have started reopening. Amid the supply chain disruptions and ensuing food and energy crisis, coupled with the financial market volatility arising from the aggressive monetary policy tightening, there are some risks stemming from the possibility of global slowdown. Though emerging markets apparently were more resilient in the recent periods, but the U.S. monetary policy and the U.S. dollar shall be the deciding factor for these economies in the near future. Yet, some cues suggest that central banks are mostly through with their rate hikes and monetary tightening, and a belief of a pause and easing is taking hold in the market. The U.S. dollar too is off its 20-year highs. In India, there seems some respite on commodity prices and other costs amidst strong revenues, which appears to have boosted corporate performance. Macroeconomic stability is getting reinforced, with inflation being brought into the tolerance band and lead indicators suggesting narrowing of the current account deficit being on course. Indian economy is projecting to clock a growth of 7% in 2022-23. Increase in the monthly GST revenue suggests an acceleration in the economic activity. Financials have had a good year so far. Credit growth has been robust, while the deposit growth has not matched, resulting in the elevated incremental CD ratio. The rise in interest rates notwithstanding. With the restoration of its pristine glory, 2022 has been a remarkable tourism year for J&K, with over 16 million tourist arrivals, highest in the history of the Union Territory. The tourist arrivals have continued through the winter months, and with new destinations being explored and added to the tourist map, the flow is going to improve further. This has resulted in significant employment creation in the UP. The UP government is giving a big push to the development of infrastructure, especially connectivity, rail, road and air, social infra like mega hospitals, institutions like AIIMS, IITs, IIMs, smart cities, to market it as a favored destination not only for tourists but also for investments. Presently, J&K is at the threshold of transformation with holistic development, large pouring in various sectors, and efforts being redoubled to restore peace. Now, a look at the financial performance of the bank during Q3 and 9 months period ended December 2022. Continuing with the sustained improvement in our overall functioning and the operating results, the bank has recorded a better set of numbers during the quarter 3 and 9 months period ended December 22. Our deposit growth was 8% on YOY and 1.91% sequentially Q1Q, while our net advance grew at 14% and 4% respectively. Personal finance has grown at over 14% YOY, and among the housing loan segment has recorded growth of almost 17% YOY, and the consumption loans to government employees at 16%. Credit growth outside J&K and Ladakh has been quite encouraging, clocking almost 21% increase over December 21, and consequently the share of rest of India in the loan book of the bank has crossed the 30% mark. On the operating results, improvement is conspicuous on every parameter, be it pre-provisioning or bottom line. Interest income is up by 21% YOY for Q3 and 14% for 9 months period. Net interest income is up by 42% YOY for the quarter and 8% for 9 months period. Net interest income is up by 27% YOY on quarter and 19% on 9 months basis. Despite proportionately providing for a wage revision which is due from November 22, operating profit is up by 65% YOY for the quarter and 41% for the 9 months period. Even on sequential Q1Q basis, there is marked improvement in all operational parameters. Consequently, we have registered a quarterly PAT of 311.59 crores, which is the second highest quarterly profit during the last 7 years, recording growth of 79% YOY and 28% Q1Q. The 9 month period PAT of rupees 721.05 crores is 85% higher than the profit of corresponding period of previous year. Cost to income ratio has moderated slightly to 63.71% for the quarter, despite creation of proportionate provision for the wage revision which is due from November 22. Assets quality has further improved, with gross NPA moderating 42 basis points from September quarter. It could have been still better, but some large ticket resolutions are taking some time and hopefully shall culminate during this quarter. We continue to maintain a provision coverage ratio of 55% level. The CRAR has improved to 13.82% owing to the raising of Tier 2 bonds during December quarter. With the inclusion of 9 months profit, the resultant CRAR will be above 14.75%. A look at the comparatively quarterly results over the last 7 years reveals that December 22 is the best performance on a number of parameters, like highest NIM at 4.10%, highest CRAR at 13.82%, highest productivity, that is business per employee, at 14.82 crore, per branch almost 200 crore, lowest gross NPA 7.25%, net NPA at 2.08%, and the trend is clear that every subsequent quarter shall be a path-breaking one. During the third quarter, we raised T2 capital of 1021 crore to augment our capital base. Pertinent to mention that T2 bonds amounting to rupees 500 crores are getting redeemed in December 24. We are also looking to further augment the capital of the bank, especially the CET1, during this quarter through ESPS, as also internal accruals, which are expected to be encouraging this year, thereby targeting a CRAR in the range of 15% by March 23. We acknowledge your guidance, support and trust, and we expect it to continue in the coming days. I will be glad to have your questions now. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We will now proceed with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Devrat Himatsinka from Augmenta Research. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, sir. So firstly, would like to congratulate you on a fantastic set of numbers. So
thank you.
It's very commendable. Just had a few questions. My first question would be pertaining to the tax rate. So I've noticed that we paid 40% tax. So can you please highlight why we do this? And, you know, are we planning to move to the 25% tax bracket, or what is the vision forward? Okay. If you could just address this and come to my next question after this.
Yeah. So can I respond to it, please, Devdutt?
Yeah, sure.
Good evening, Devdutt. We are effectively paying only 25%. The reason of what you can see is little higher is because of the deferred tax liability, which is happening on account of two key reasons. One is depreciation as per our books is lower than the income tax rate. And the second reason is, which is very good reason, is that bank is having more standard asset provision as compared to lesser non-performing asset provision from the P&L perspective. So that creates a deferred tax liability, which increases the effective tax rate.
Okay.
Thank you very
much. Sir, you announced the stock option scheme of about roughly 7 crore shares, which is, you know, roughly 7%, under a little bit of 7% of equity. And you've done that at 40 to 43 rupees. So, you know, wanted to ask that. And another follow-up question was that when do we expect the tax rate to change and become normal?
Yeah. So, about the, you are asking about the staff, the stock option, you are saying?
Correct.
Yeah. So, that we are planning to have, I think we have got the board approval. And during this month and during this quarter, we are planning to have it, but we are not decided about the price as of now. Most probably, we will be doing it around the book value.
Okay, sir.
Yeah. So about the deferred tax, I think Prateek will explain it.
Yeah. We expect that to normalize only by end of next year.
So you're saying by FY24, fourth quarter, like, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And sir, one last question, if I may. When do we start seeing the benefit of state activities in the loans and deposits?
Which activity?
State.
All the state activity that's happening, when do we see that, you know, flowing into do the numbers?
So,
for the business, tourism, activities
that are happening, you know, by the... Yeah. So, two things are there. One is that as far as the tourism activity is there, we have seen a quite good activity. I think a lot of tourists are coming even in these months, in the winters also, the tourism is there. So, that is obviously having a positive impact on the small tourists, the things like Shikara and restaurants, and the taxis. These are having a good business. Of course, hotels also are getting a benefit of it. But as far as the other area of investment is concerned, the government is taking a lot of proactive steps to improve the investment to come to the state. I think people have been waiting for a year, and now I think this year we can expect some good investments to come in the state, in the Union Territory.
And that should definitely help the bank also, right? So because
the
majority market.
J&K Bank should be the maximum, should get the maximum benefit out of that.
Okay. And sir, what about, can you give us some guidance on, you know, future NPAs and provisions? I understand you've given us a great guidance of the macroeconomic situation, but when it comes to the bank, what kind of NPAs and provisioning are we expecting, say, over the next couple of quarters? If
yes, so we have 7.25% as of now gross NPAs, and the way teams are working on ground quite aggressively, we are hoping, we are quite confident that we will be ending the year at around 6% March 23, and this I'm talking of the recovery. We are not including any write-off. We are not included any write-off in 7.25. And and as far as what was your next question was about?
So it was just the provisioning. So I mean, you kind of cleared that.
Yeah. So provisioning, we have a write back in and bad and doubtful. I think the trend should continue because almost 85% most of our accounts which are quite old are almost fully provided for.
So okay, that's great news, sir. Thank you so much for your question.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sonar from Bowhead. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congratulations on good set of numbers. I have a few queries.
So yes, Sonar, how are you?
I'm good, sir. Thank you so much. Sir, any one-off in the NIMS, either income tax recovery or interest reversal, which you think may not occur in the next couple of quarters, or this is a recurring tax rate? This is a recurring NIM, you think?
No recovery from income tax. As Pratik has told, this is basically because of the deferred payment, deferred tax liabilities.
Interest margin, sir.
Net interest margin.
Yeah. So we are having 4% plus NIM, and our guidance in the last quarter was also that we will be keeping it around this range 3.9 to 4.1. So we are expecting this to continue as far as next quarter is concerned.
So regarding our recurring employee costs, so you know we had provision this quarter. So will we have this kind of provision in the coming quarters and years as well? So this is a recurring salary rate, or there was some backdated assessment in this quarter?
So nothing backdated actually. This is basically the the wage revision is due now from November 2022. So as a prudent measure, we are taking these steps to create a buffer, to create a provision so that we don't have the pressure at the 11th hour. So this is only the provision we are creating.
So sir, can I consider this to be a quarterly salary rate, or maybe it will be a little higher going forward because the provision was for 2 months and going forward will be for 3 months? I'm just trying to understand what could be your average, you know, salary for 2024, you know, at a broad level, employee cost at a broad level, you know.
And so can I answer?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, this IBA agreement is not really payable immediately or even in the medium term, because it takes about 2 years or a little more than that to fructify all those legal things before the actual payout is happening. So I was trying to say that this bank is actually being conservative by making a necessary provision to make it more resilient, making the bank more resilient to face whatever could possibly happen, you know, 2 to 3 years down the line. So yes, this will be, this incremental provision will be part of our run rate now because we have the ability to absorb it.
No, I understand. So this is a recurring salary rate. That's what you are saying, basically.
Yes, yes, correct. That's correct.
Okay. There's no one-off in this. Okay.
No one-off.
Okay. So thirdly, I wanted to understand from you, what was your SMA 1 and SMA 2 this quarter? And the amount of ECG this loan we have, you know, outstanding?
Yes, just a moment.
Yes. So SMA 1 and SMA 2.
Give me that.
Yeah,
so potential NPA, that is SMA 1 and SMA 2, this quarter was 7,663, and as on 21st Jan, it has come down to 3,295. Yes, last quarter, December quarter, it was quite elevated, we know that, but we were working on the solution because that solution was basically occurred because of our migration to Pinnacle 10, and we have addressed that the problem, and now you will see that the potential NPA and in all SMA levels you will find that we will be fixing this, and which will be visible from this month and this quarter onwards.
So what is SMA 1 and SMA 2 out of this?
SMA 1 and SMA 2 both. You are saying separately? You are asking separate?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Just a moment. SMA 1,
yes.
31st December, SMA 1 was 5,071 and SMA 2 was 2,592 crores. Total it comes to be 7,663 crores.
And sir, what is the breakup in January, what you said? Which January date were you referring to?
January 21st is 2523 in SMA 1 and 772 in SMA 2.
And you think that by March quarter this number would...
Yes, yes. By March quarter you will find that a significant improvement will be there in potential NPAs.
So all the technology changes and the entries you are thinking of doing, you are done with it?
We have fixed it, yeah. Yes, it is done.
And also the follow-up mechanism which you were planning?
Yes, yes. The slippage will also be, you'll see the improvement in slippage ratio also.
And sir, in terms of, this GCLS loans, what is the amount?
Which one? GCL. Sonal, can you repeat please?
Sir, these GCLS loans, what is the amount?
You're not very audible. I think you've gone away from the microphone.
Sir, should I respond?
Yes.
Sunal, the GECL portfolio total as of
the operator. The line for Sonal has disconnected, sir.
Okay.
Fine.
If you would like to answer the question, continue answering it for the sake of, for the benefit of the participants, you can go ahead.
Okay. So he may be on the listen-only mode, so he can also listen to this. So the total GECL portfolio as on 31st December, it was 1,513 crores, out of which 1,394 crores is standard, 119 crores is NPA, and about the moratorium that... only 380 crores is now under moratorium, and in that from 6 months to 12 months it is 118 crores, and above 1 year is 250 crores. This is a full detail about the GECL portfolio.
Thank you. We have the next question from Darshil from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello sir. Hi, am I audible?
Yes, hello Darshil. You are audible.
Good evening, sir, and congratulations on a great set of numbers. So, I would like to ask, what is the level of AUM growth we are targeting, and what kind of ROA can we expect in the future?
So, ROA, as of now, we are 92.92% for this quarter, and hopefully we will be ending up around 1%. That is what we are trying hard. And by the end of this year, we should be reaching to around 1%. And the growth as far as advances are concerned, as of now, we are clocking at 14%. We should be having definitely around 16 to 18% growth in advances. And deposits, yes, it's a little sluggish, but we should be able to grow around two digits. Yeah,
11-12%. Okay, so that helps a lot. And sorry, sir, I actually missed the number in the beginning. So could you just clarify what is our PCR?
PCR is 85% as of now.
Okay, that helps a lot. And what about our any other provisioning that we are looking for, any big chunk or, you know, our credit cost for future? Can you help me with that, sir?
No, not much provisioning. Rather, we are expecting write-back of provision during this quarter because a lot of our big ticket NPAs, which are already provided for, are likely to be settled.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That helps me a lot. All the best for the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Dashi.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manish Ostwal from Nirmal Bang Securities Limited. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity, sir. And very great performance and extremely great turnaround of the bank by your able leadership. So thank you to you and your team, first of all.
Thank you, Manish. Thank you very much.
And my, I have a couple of questions. The first question on the net interest margin expansion trajectory. So we have seen on 4th of May, the Reserve Bank started increase the interest rates in almost 225 basis point policy already moved. And we have seen the repricing in the loan market by various banks, including JNK Bank. Whereas the deposit repricing is very slow because of its own nature. The sector is having a tailwind of NIM expansion and JNK also showing the same trend. So my question is, where do you see the sustainable net interest margin for JNK Bank given the our mix of the loan book?
Yes, thank you, Manish. Our NIM as on December is 4.10 annualized. And in our last quarter guidance also, we said it will be around 3.9 to 4.10 in this range only. And we continue to have the same guidance as of now also. There are two reasons for that. One is that the we have the sufficient liquidity available in the system. And the other is that we are happy that we have almost 53 to 54% of CASA deposits, which are hardly impacted by the growth and by the increase in interest rates. So with these the supporting factors, I think we should be able to maintain our NIM at around 4% level.
Even in FY24, sir?
FY24, I think it is too early to say, but March 24, definitely we should be having this range.
Okay, the second question on the wage division part. So we have taken some provision with respect to wage division.
Yes.
So what is the first? What is the salary increase wage division assumption? And secondly, what is the total 2 months total impact on the salary wage employee cost?
So, Manish, we are providing as a prudent measure because we are expecting around 15 to 18% of increase as usual in the IBA package. And for calculating that, we are providing it every quarter small because we are able to provide it, so we are providing it so that we don't have that sudden requirement at the 11th hour. So that we will continue doing it every quarter as a prudent measure only.
Sir, may I add something here?
Yeah.
Can you quantify the number, sir, please, for 2 months, November and December?
Manish, actually, what we have started providing at is, it is 12% of the wage bill. So for the two months, it is 55 crores. But actually, this is as a prudent measure, like our MD sir said. Otherwise, our board of directors, you already know that our wage structure, it is not fully aligned with the IBA. And we have got some component which we had actually introduced it as a variable pay. Now the board of directors is actually contemplating that variable pay, it has to be performance linked, and just for giving this pay protection to the employees, it had to be phased out because the board of directors had actually passed a resolution that it has to be phased out over a period of time. Though we have not started that process yet, but it is there in the pipeline, and maybe the wage revision on the one side and the phasing out of the that variable pay component that was there in the pay, it will actually go concomitantly, and the requirement of this provisions, it will not be very, very high. But as on date, yes, as a prudent measure, as a conservative measure, we have done the full provisioning at 12% of the wage bill.
Okay. And the last question I have on the loan book mix in terms of EBLR, MCLR, and the fixed rate book. So can you do the can you provide the breakdown of our loan book?
Yes. So we have 47% on floating, and out of this 47% of loan book, 71% is 47% is floating rate. Yeah, and out of that, 21 is external benchmark linked, and 28% or 29% is MCLR linked.
Okay, sir. And only one request, sir. Before the call, if it is possible, provide the earning update on the BSE exchange, so that it will be much easier to analyze and have a more fruitful conversation with the J&K Bank management team.
We'll do it, Manish.
Manish, actually the board meeting ended a bit late, so there was no time available to upload it, but immediately after the call the presentation will be there on our website, and I will also mail it to the investors also.
Absolutely, but it will be helpful if it is next time we can manage.
Sure, we will do that next time.
Thank you for that answering all my questions. Thank you
Manish.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashwini Agarwal from Demeter Advisors. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, team. Congratulations on an excellent set of numbers. So two questions here, and I missed the opening remarks. But on capital raise, so one is you've announced some 300 crores to be issued as employee stock options, but from what I recall, there was a conversation about raising more capital sometime in the fourth quarter. Could you provide an update on that, and where do you want your capital adequacy to be by the time this financial year ends?
Yes. So, Ashwini, T2, we have already raised, as you know, 1,021 crores during this quarter, during third quarter. And this quarter, we have the approval of 500 crores, up to 500 crores from board. So out of that, around 300 crores we are expecting through employee stock purchase scheme, which is also approved by the board and may be implemented during 1 month's time. And we are also contemplating to sell the stake in one of the companies where we hold some 3%. So there also we are expecting some, so around 500 crore we should be able to get. And by the end of this year, we should be having CRAR of 15% plus, surely.
Sir, one question, you initially made a comment in response to another question that the shares will be issued to employees at book value, but that's significantly higher than current market price. I mean, how will that act as an incentive to subscribe? I mean, wouldn't employees prefer to buy shares in the market at a much lower price?
It will be around book value, what I'm saying. We are expecting that market should respond positively to the results. And we will be watching the market in a month or so. And then we'll be trying to have it around the book value.
Okay, all right.
And so actually, there's a pricing formula for it. Yeah, this is not a stock option. Actually, it is an employee stock purchase scheme. Yeah, so there is a pricing formula that is actually prescribed by SEBI. So it is the historical prices of some period, the highs, lows, and the weekly this average. So the pricing is based on that only. And over and above that, the employees will be getting a discount actually. The price that is arrived at, the employees will be given a discount. So that will be the incentive to the employees for investing in it.
Yes,
I understand. Okay, great. Thank you. And the second question I had was that in the footnotes to the quarter's results, I saw, a higher number of fraud-related detection in the December quarter. Is this purely a fluke, or is it because you've transitioned now to Finacle 10 and you're able to spot these things earlier? Could you just provide some color on why we had higher number of fraud detection in the December quarter?
Just a moment. We'll take up this. That is only one account. Yes, that is Aman.
So the amount, hi, good evening, this is Pratik. The amount may be higher, but the number is not high. There is only one account.
It is actually one account which was already NPA, and since it was under the investigation of the central agencies, so we have declared it as a fraud.
As a fraud. Okay. Get it. I understand. Okay. Thank you, sir. All the best, and I'll come back with more questions.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from Sonal from Bowhead India. Please go ahead.
Yes, Sonal.
Sorry, sir, my line got disconnected. So what is the quantum of ECLGS loans on the books as on 31st December?
Yes. Ishaq, can you just repeat that answer?
Yeah, Sunal, the total amount of the GECL portfolio as on 31st December, the outstanding in those accounts, 1,513 crores. Out of that, certain dot portfolio is 1,394 crores. NPA is 119 crores. And the remaining moratorium there is for 380 odd crores. Among that, 6 months to 1 year moratorium for 118 crores and above 1 year moratorium for 250 crores.
So can I say that most of your book is already paying?
Yes, definitely.
In this category.
Only 380 crores of this amount is now remaining in the, under the moratorium.
Yeah.
Okay. And in terms of, you know, how is, in terms of, you know, your, is there any large amount common between your SMA and restructured book? Would you have that handy?
So SMA restructured book, we have around 3,000 crores.
Also, only
1,500. Sudha, you have the number, please?
Yes, sir, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes. Can you just...
The restructure actually
the
does
common
not,
number restructured book in
yeah, SMA actually does, sorry, this restructure actually does not contribute large numbers to the restructure SMA book.
Okay. Understood. Yes. Thirdly, sir, you know, your GNPAs I think have fallen, but your NPAs have you know, risen. What is the reason for this?
Please repeat the question.
Sir, your GNP has fallen from 6,064 to 5,946 in this quarter, quarterly, on a Q-on-Q basis, while your NNP has actually increased.
Net NPA. So, net, okay, the pure net NPA, yes, you're right. So, what has happened is all, that's because we have done TWO recoveries. There is a more...
written off accounts.
Yes, so TWO, technically written off accounts have been recovered. And therefore, the NNPA is going up. But our NNPA ratio has improved even Q on Q.
Actually, Sunal, it is, you see, the for the new slippages, you make the provisions as per the IRAC norms. And for the substandard, it is just 15%. And the recovery that you are actually getting, it is from the chronic accounts where you have 100% provision or higher rate of provision. So actually what is happening, though the GNPA has come down, but the, because of this level, lower provisioning on the new slippages, the NNPA has gone up.
Okay. And sir, in terms of your tax rate, what is the tax rate likely for you for 2024, the reported tax rate?
Tax rate. Tax rate will be around 30. It will go below 30, in fact. Currently, we have deferred tax liability position, which will begin to unwind towards the end of FY24. So it will begin to go low.
And what will be the number for 2023 roughly? Tax rate? 9 months are done, so 3 months more left.
So currently our effective tax rate, are you asking me effective tax rate?
No, sir, I'm asking you what will be the reported tax rate for you in 2023?
2023 will be between 30 to 33%.
30 to 33%?
Yes, yes. It may come down. There is a big refund that we are expecting once it materializes, then we will pass the necessary accounting entry and then it will come down. But otherwise, if you look at my current effective tax rate, it will continue that way.
And FY25 should be back to normal 25% level.
Yes, yes, correct.
And sir, I missed this, my call got disconnected. What are the advances growth are you expecting this year?
Yes, so advances growth as of now, you see, it is around 14%. This trend will continue, and this quarter we are expecting to reach around 16 to 18% somewhere.
Next year or next quarter, you are saying?
This quarter. This quarter.
In the coming. Okay, so you are expecting a nice growth this quarter.
Yes, yes, decent growth should be there.
And sir, just to reconfirm, okay, so the employee cost number is not clear. This may not be a recurring number. In case you go to the distance, which Ishaq mentioned about, you know, going forward in terms of your variable pay.
Employee cost you are talking? Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
So employee cost, you see, it is because of the provision only, which we have already explained. for their benefits. Otherwise, you see, it is the employee cost is coming, and obviously it is impacting our this cost to income ratio also, which is also getting benefit of that.
Understood, sir. Thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate and congratulations once again for a great time.
Thank you, Sambal.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your touchtone phones. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Ashwini Agarwal from Demeter Advisors. Please go ahead.
So thank you for taking my question again. So what I was wondering was that, you know, now that you have updated the technology and a lot of systems and processes have been put into place, two questions, and they're kind of interrelated. On a policy front, as the state starts to spend more money on infrastructure and on projects, it is both an opportunity as well as a risk, in the sense that opportunity to grow your loan book, but also the risk that some of these state projects may eventually become large NPLs because there'll be large chunky accounts. So how are you thinking about that, and what is the role of government direction in these new loans? So that's question number one. And question number two is that as you look forward to more peace in the valley and normalization of activity, how are you seeing the business competitive environment change? Are you seeing more activity from private sector banks, the leaders like ICICI or Axis becoming more aggressive in branch rollouts?
Yes. So, Ashwini, two questions. Let me respond to each one by one. About the loan book in the state, yes, because the activity is now looking up for the last 1 year,